hold a suspicion in him, and he must examine him hotly, and he found him. He pulled it out, but this way, from under his tongue.
Thought the snake had...
Thought it was a snake that bite, and he didn't how now. Tom asked him, he said, how in the world did it ever get in there, coming in here? He said, I ain't the least idea on this earth. That straw was still dry, so Tom said. Dry. Wasn't limber at all. It didn't get enough moisture or something other to soften it and make it limber. Still dry and pretty stiff, he said. Well, Tom said, I'll tell you from this on, I ain't gonna fool around about taking my dog to a doctor, to that doctor. Because he's good, he haunts.
I think that doctor would be pretty good.
You bet y'all.
Worth every dollar you pay him.
Yes.
Are these dogs all purebreds that hunt?
Huh?
Are these all purebred dogs that the people hunt?
Yeah, the most of them are. Might a few gray dogs anymore. Yeah, every one of them got peckers.
Gray dog, what does that mean?
Well, he's got a registered mother or a registered daddy, and is one vice versa, one to the other mate. Just a half breed, what they call a half breed. See, you can't register one just with a daddy being registered.
No.
Or a mother. Horses run the same way.
What do you call just an old stray dog?
Cur dog.
Just a cur, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do these people call their dogs when they want them to take after a coon?
You feed them good and put them in a pen, you don't have to tell them to take after a coon. They get to hunt.
They feel so good,
they're liable to run an armadillo or a fox or anything else. That's what they call a trashy dog.
Uh-huh.
Now, each one of my boys got a dog that they'll give you $100 to make them trash run after anything like a possum or a polecat or a fox. Now, one of them's a white walker dog, that's old Ron. He's 5-6 year old, and old Chalk's about a 3.5-4 year old. Shoot. Nothing but coons on they look for. Now you can have some younger dogs with them, they'll get out and get to running this trash. This old Chalk done that the other night. This young dog that he lost was off after trash, he wouldn't run a coon. But Chalk went to him to see what he was after. And then when he came back to his owner, why, he came back sneaked down. Just if say he's after a rabbit and I wouldn't go with him, or he's after a possum or something like that. But just snapped his finger, that's fine one, and on he went. But he'll come back every time.
Those armadillos are pretty tough, aren't they?
Well, the dog hates them. They haven't got any speed. The dog will overtake them in 100 yards. They make lots of noise. They go running, woof, woof, making an awful noise. You ever seen a young dog just want to get him? Another thing, when a dog gets to him, he'll raise him shell on his back, and some dogs just won't take hold of him at all. The others stay there, but they'll all stay there and bark all night if you don't get them wet in there.
Huh.
They just can't understand.
How about those claws? Are they pretty bad?
They don't fight much. No, the dogs kill them.
Did you have dogs around the farm?
Invariably, all from on until just before we moved to town, we had dogs.
Were these purebreds or
dogs? No, they're just Duke's mixture, just a good country farm dog. Last dog we had was a half bulldog and half hound. He was out of a blue hound Jip and a big white bulldog, and he sure was a farm dog. And it's around the place, he died allowed no snakes. Chicken snakes didn't have any luck coming around that place.
I'll bet.
And possum the same way. Polecats the same way. People come for miles where the possum's catching their chickens at night.